Welcome to the Medical Association of Georgia's award-winning Top Doc Show. With more than 8,000 members who care for patients in every specialty and practice setting, MAG is the leading voice for physicians in Georgia. Go to mag.org to join MAG if you're a physician in Georgia. And thanks to MAG Insurance Agency for its support as a sponsor.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to a sponsored edition of the Top Doc Show. I'm your host and MAG Corporate Relations Director, Ryan LaRosa. Today's show is sponsored by Gravity Diagnostics, which is a state-of-the-art full-service lab that's licensed in all 50 states. Gravity provides innovative testing for COVID-19, upper respiratory infections, toxicology, genetics, and sexually transmitted infections. Gravity has more than 1,000 customers across the country, from small private practices to universities or Fortune 500 companies. Our guest today is Tony Remington, who's one of Gravity's co-founders and its CEO. Welcome, and thanks so much for joining us today, Tony.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
No, absolutely. So how did Gravity come to be, and what is its mission?
Yeah, no, I appreciate you having us. I mean, we're, as you mentioned, we're a laboratory in Covington, Kentucky, licensed in all 50 states. We started the company about 5 years ago. Really, our mission from the beginning was to provide information to patients so they could empower themselves, or we can empower them to control their healthcare. We always felt that diagnostic testing was a part of wellness and prevention. And if you could get that information ahead of time, it could really help you, develop a path for better healthcare.
No, absolutely. And how did Gravity get into the COVID-19 testing arena? I mean, what was happening before?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. So you mentioned we were licensed in all 50 states. We still are. We have a commercial operation out in the field, in Georgia and other states in the country. And we call on clinicians and we, provide laboratory testing, whether it's toxicology, genetics, et cetera. And one of the things we were doing was infectious disease testing, which is your upper respiratory testing. Could be bacterial, viral, fungal testing, flu, RSV, things like that. So we're already doing that testing for a couple of years, which is a unique thing for a small lab like us. And then when COVID emerged in China, my main PhD in the lab asked me if we should try to validate that testing. And it really was, kind of a leap of faith. I mean, we had no idea this was going to happen, but we've always been focused on doing right by the community, helping the state, helping the hospitals, nursing homes, those less fortunate. So we felt it was a good idea to just validate it in case it was needed.
Yeah. Well, to your point about, getting up for the COVID testings and getting in that space, what kind of COVID test does Gravity offer?
Another great question. So I'm not a scientist, so I try to keep it kind of simple. We do PCR testing in the lab. We use Thermo Fisher instrumentation. It's gold standard testing that you read about. That's really what we've been doing. We've done over 2.5 million samples, give or take, so far in the lab with PCR. But we also have rapid PCR-like technology. It's called the Acula. It's by a company called Mesa. So we are able to do, your 30-minute turnaround time type testing when needed. But right now, we're processing our samples the day we receive them. So if we get your sample today, you get your result today. And we still believe that gold standard PCR is the best choice when available and when the turnaround time is that quick.
Well, let's talk more about your platform there. So how is Gravity and the test it conducts, and what type of other, testing, I guess, do you combine there that makes sure?
Yeah, no, I mean, really, it's not that complicated. I mean, before the pandemic, we mostly called on physician offices, urgent care, pain management, behavioral health type clinicians. When the COVID emerged, it was a lot of the long-term care facilities that needed rapid turnaround time, and hospitals and their ICUs, where they just didn't have enough beds. If someone came in with those symptoms, you had to assume they had COVID. And if you had to wait 12 days, that really put a stress on the ICU and the hospital. So we came in and kind of started partnering with all the local hospitals here, several throughout the country. That led to a national relationship with Kroger Health. So we do all the Kroger little clinics across the country where they're exclusive COVID lab for that testing. And then really, we're doing universities, we're doing K-12, health departments. We have an agreement with the state of Indiana and the state of Kentucky to help the health departments. And really, Ryan, it's simple. I mean, it's the COVID, you're really just doing a PCR. Is it positive or negative? Right now, we do antibody testing. We do have partnerships with antigen companies. We do have the RAP and MESA that I mentioned. We can look at 30 different pathogens. So one of the things that's emerging right now is, well, I have symptoms, but I don't have COVID. So, you know, you want to know what you have, right? And again, I'm not a clinician, but we believe this winter flu season will be kind of, you know, a lot more prevalent than it was last year, because people are going to be more out and about. You know, kids weren't out and about. You're the one that educated me on that a couple months ago. So a lot of the pediatric docs were kind of slow, right, last winter because kids stayed home. So we feel like we have all the tools you need. We do variant testing. So we report that to the state. So we do that as a, you know, kind of courtesy. So if we did a test in Georgia and it was positive, we would do the variant testing, report that to the state of Georgia.
That's fascinating. So yeah, talk a little bit more about that. So, I mean, is that done on your PCR platform, and or how does that process work? So that
it's actually a different instrument altogether, pretty expensive, time consuming. You know, it's an expensive test to run. If you don't have enough positives to run at the same time, it's very expensive. But again, our kind of philosophy, we call it the gravity way, was always to put people above ourselves and try to help. And so we didn't really blink. We just, you know, even with antibody testing, you know, last May, it seemed like the public wanted access to that. We brought it in, even though we didn't really think it would be the right answer. We felt that at that time, PCR results took so long that people wanted something, and antibody testing was a way to go, oh, I already had it, you know, and we've learned, obviously, that that's not good enough. So when the variant, you know, stuff started to emerge throughout the country, we just invested in the equipment needed and the staff needed to make sure we could offer that when and if needed. So, you know, if we do anything well, I used to say, hey, we're lucky, it's serendipity. You know, I think it's anticipation. You know, we've really been able to kind of see the next 90 days and try to prepare for it and be there for, you know, people in our area and anyone in the country where that's needed.
No, absolutely. And then, I mean, getting back to, you know, to more about you, I mean, you guys have a phenomenal, impressive platform. I mean, what kind of other tests does Gravity do beyond COVID?
I know. You know, thank you for asking that. I mean, I think, you know, what I've been saying, and again, you know, we've been very fortunate to be able to be part of the solution in the last 14 months. And unfortunately, we're seeing our volume kind of not where it was in December, but it's definitely, you know, up about 400% the last 4 weeks. So, you know, when you ask that question, I think our focus is always on what do people need the most, right? But we do offer other types of testing. And you know, for example, we do toxicology. So we do medical monitoring testing. We do pharmacogenetics, which looks at how you metabolize medication. We do sexually transmitted infection testing and all the other upper respiratory stuff. And we do the full line of blood, you know, your common blood work type testing that you would get. And the reason I think it's important to mention that, even though COVID is, you know, kind of the focus again, is if you're doing any of that testing, you should make sure you have a lab partner that does COVID, even if it's just as an insurance policy, right? I mean, if you're a pain management practice or an addiction practice, you might say, hey, I don't have the time or bandwidth to do anything but treat addiction or help those patients that need help, which we're hugely you know, supportive of. And it was our main passion before the pandemic. You still want to be able to have a lab that does COVID in case you have an employee that has symptoms, or in case you have a, you know, some sort of outbreak or whatever. So we feel like the quick answer to your question would be, we do it all. And, you know, we feel like we can, you know, our turnaround time, our customer service, all that stuff is as good as anyone. So, you know, we're a full service lab, basically.
Yeah. So, I mean, what's impressive about your platform is that, you know, COVID symptoms are very vast, right? And mm-hmm. a number of things. So I'm hearing is on y'all's platform, you could do the test as you were to do for COVID, but even you don't have to, you know, even though you are, you know, you're sick, but it's not that you're not, you don't have COVID, but you do have this. And so that's right. Why I have that capability to actually.
Yeah. And I think, you know, probably more info than I need to share, but it really depends too on, you know, who's the customer, who's the patient, who's actually paying for the test, right? So when we're working with insurance companies, we got to really, really careful about medical necessity, right? So you can't, you know, say, oh, I have symptoms, let's do all pathogens that ever existed. You have to be really careful to only test what's medically necessary. But, you know, in the beginning last year, when it was really busy, we would only do COVID, even though we offered all those other tests, because we were trying to be as efficient and do as many tests as possible, as quick as possible. So a year ago, those other tests would slow us down. But we changed our methodology. So now we can offer that in the same amount of time, same amount of everything. So it's available for anyone that meets the right criteria. You know, if it's a funded by the state or federal government, you know, we can offer that when appropriate. When it's insurance, we try to be careful with, you know, following the right protocols.
We are completely sympathetic to that. Speaking of that though, well, man, what is Gravity's average turnaround time for test results?
Great question. So we're open 7 days a week. And we basically, you know, I'm trying to use simple terms. I call it same day turnaround time, but it's when it hits the lab, right? So, you know, we have an amazing partnership with UPS. We get samples. We got another, you know, this one was lucky. Their world port is in Kentucky. So we get 4:30 a.m. delivery 6 days a week and then courier service on Sunday. So really, even if you're in Wyoming or Arizona or Seattle or, you know, Atlanta, you know, we can get the same turnaround time as a lab up the street, right? So you swab today, I get it tomorrow at 4:30, you get your result tomorrow. If you're local and we courier, like our drive-through, we do results the day we swab. So you go through the drive-through at 6 a.m., you get your result by lunchtime. So our average turnaround time is about 5-6 hours from the time it hits the lab.
And I know I can speak for the medical association here. I mean, obviously you guys do a fantastic job of maximizing those types of partnerships, and we're obviously appreciative of it. And it sounds like everywhere across the country. So, speaking of that too, I mean, what is your customer base look like right now? I mean, who are the Gravity clients that you're seeing?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had an employee meeting yesterday and we're saying, you know, I think we've had up to 1,350 customers. You mentioned 1,000 earlier. That breakdown would be probably 50% of that is long-term care facilities. Again, that wasn't really our focus before the pandemic, but we felt those were the people most in need of testing. And so we really worked hard to partner with them. And then we have, you know, primary care, behavioral health, urgent care, little clinics with Kroger, universities, K-12. We've done event testing. We've done business to business, you know, people testing their employees. I think it's really important to mention we have a company that has an FDA EUA for home kit testing and over-the-counter testing. So we're working on changing that name, right? But right now it's called getmydna.com. So if you go to www.getmydna.com, not trying to sell it, just saying that's a part of the solution, right? If you're an employer trying to figure out how to get people back to work, you know, the home testing is a great solution. Like if you have symptoms, stay home. Get it sent to your house, get tested. Don't go out into the public to get tested, right? I mean, that would be the ideal situation. So, you know, we really have all types of, you know, we've done, you know, award events, we've done VIP testing and things like that. But, you know, what we talk about most is hospitals, ICUs, long-term care, people that really need testing, health departments where there's an outbreak and there's not a lab in that community. You know, we really are trying to do what's best to help everyone get back to, you know, normal, so to speak. But if you know, name a potential customer and we've done it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the thing about that is that, you know, school started back this week here in Georgia and, Yeah. What's the, talk about that. I mean, I know there's a little, politics involved there, but testing is,
Fortunate, knock on wood, so far to, you know, we work with Indiana, we work with Kentucky, you know, they have different governments, in those states and we get along with everybody. I'll just say quickly, I kind of look at it this way. You know, most of the health department officials, you know, were doctors, you know, they worked in the ER and their job was to save lives. And if you came into the ER, regardless of your public, your political beliefs, you know, if you had a ruptured aneurysm, they tried to save your life. And so for the most part, I feel like the health departments are all doing the right thing, doing the best they can. No matter what they do, there's someone's mad or someone doesn't agree. I think in this environment, it's really hard to get the facts to everybody and really educate the whole world on what to do or not do. But I think everyone's doing the best. The previous administration and the current one have the same intent. They go about it differently. And so my quick answer here, I'm a father. I have, you know, boys 10 and 12 years old. And, you know, I really look at the, you know, the federal government has poured this money into the school systems or into the states to test the students to make sure everyone gets back to school. And I think the parents are the ones that are having the most trouble with it, right? Because if your kid tests positive, they get quarantined and then you can't go to work or you don't have daycare. You know, there's a lot of complexity there that makes it tough. But, you know, my opinion is, is, you know, there's a combination of testing, vaccines, masks, social distancing, wash your hands. If we all just did a little of everything and were more aware, I think we would get through this. Unfortunately, we keep having these stalemates, you know, where it gets kind of political. But, you know, again, I'm in the middle. I don't really see, I look at it more like my job is to try to help people, right? And if I can get results quick to people, that's information that's valuable, regardless of what your beliefs are about COVID in general. And I think that's why we've been able to kind of, you know, do well with everybody, because at the end of the day, testing helps you decide who needs treatment and who doesn't, and who needs a bed and who doesn't, and where to put people, and, you know, how to isolate and really protect those that are weak and not really healthy, you know, the, you know, elderly and nursing homes, et cetera. So my answer is kids are going back to school. We saw this coming, you know, the mass updates and everything. I personally think testing has a role. If you really have a good protocol, you actually quarantine less time, right? So if you have a protocol in place, your kid is involved in a positive, you know, tracing event, they'd actually be home less than if they develop symptoms and get tested. So we're here to help. And if no one wants our help, we're good, you know?
Absolutely. And to that point though, with, you know, that event happening with children going back to school, I mean, what is, you know, cold and flu season on the horizon? I mean, how is that going to change? I mean, I think it just makes your platform that much more valuable, right?
Yeah, I try to be really careful. I'm not a physician. I'm not a PhD. You know, I just kind of have been talking to so many people for the last year and a half about COVID. I feel like I'm pretty well educated on the topic. And, you know, for me, I think it's the more we get out there, the more we'll probably have some, you know, flu, you know, more, I mean, they're predicting a pretty aggressive flu season this year. So I think, you know, getting tested and getting treated is really important. You know, and hopefully it's, you know, the flu, you know?
Yeah, exactly. People will be happy. I'm like, oh, thank God, it's just the flu.
Right. Exactly.
Well, no, I mean, that's the thing too, is like, I mean, it sounds like, I know you have to, getting back to your diverse client base here. I mean, you know, what do you guys see in, you know, getting folks back to the office? I mean, are you guys playing a role in there and testing with some of your clients, or, I mean, what does that look like?
Yeah, no, again, I think, you know, I've had COVID myself. I mean, it was brutal for 3 days, but I got through it. I think, you know, I always think of like my mother, you know, who, you know, obviously we didn't see each other a lot during the pandemic. And so I think really what we're trying to do is, you know, even going back to work, it's the same thing. You talk to so many people that want to do the right thing. You know, it's not financial, it's not, it's just, you know, what's best for that population of people. And it's hard to really get it right. Right. You have federal guidelines, you have CDC guidelines, you have state guidelines. You could even have certain city and county guidelines. So if you're a company that's worldwide or you're a company that's multi-state, it's really hard to, you know, develop a protocol that, you know, allows you to, you know, make it quick and easy. So, I think a lot of the employers are doing what we're all doing. You know, they're kind of, you know, the minute they think they got it figured out, there's a new update, right? So I think 3 months ago, a lot of companies were starting to think that, you know, right around this time, we were going to get back to, you know, whatever you decided was the right thing for your company and your employees. And now there's a whole new wave of, you know, with Delta and everything. So my answer is, I think everyone's different. Some employees are testing everyone weekly. I mean, there's companies that have been testing weekly since January. Excuse me. And then there's other people that are, everyone's remote, you know, and some companies are seeing really good productivity with people remote. You know, other, what I say to everyone when I read, you know, some of these articles and everything is like, if you're, you know, in the military, you can't work remote. If you're a firefighter, you can't work remote. If you're an ER nurse, you can't work remote. If you're a lab employee at Gravity, you can't work remote. So it's complex, right? And my answer being that I think there's a lot of legitimate, just like we were talking about with K-12, you know, what do you do? How do you really handle it? So most people are looking at the experts in their area to decide, right? So if your company's in Ohio, you're kind of leaning on the government there to kind of, you know, give you that guidance.
No, absolutely. Well, I mean, once you guys have obviously helped the world eradicate COVID, where do you see Gravity 3 years from now? I mean, you know, we've just...
You know, we had this meeting yesterday. We talked about it, you know, We had made a decision to get into telemedicine and kind of consumer initiated testing about 4 years ago. We were small, we were a startup, we were losing money. So we couldn't really go after it the way we wanted to, but we started getting my DNA for pharmacogenetics, working with a company called PWN, which is a really, really, you know, excellent telemedicine group. And we were offering kind of that solution for the right people before the pandemic. And then I think what happened during the pandemic that was a positive for our industry is showing how unique it is. And the information that we can provide is really valuable. And then not all labs are the same. So we really want to, as I said in the beginning, get information to people to help them empower themselves to control their healthcare, right? And not only will that reduce, you know, hospitalizations and things like that, but I think it will reduce the economic cost to the healthcare system if you can get this information to people before they need it. So we were always thinking like, hey, we got to find a way to make, you know, testing economically, you know, feasible and get information to people in a way that's easy to understand. And so, you know, we just launched our mobile app yesterday. It's, you know, right now you need to have registered for a test. It's G360, but that will turn into where you could actually go on, download the lab, the app, and then order testing through the app. So my answer here is we really believe that's why we, you know, fought through this for 5 years of being a startup and struggling to make it, because we know this information can really help people. You know, I came from medical device where we help people do, you know, stent grafts or open heart surgery and that type of thing. But I think if we can get information to people ahead of time, you can actually reduce those events. So.
No, absolutely. Well, I would say this is that where could our audience get more information on gravity and any final thoughts or key takeaways?
Yeah, no, I mean, we have a website, Gravity Diagnostics, www.gravitydiagnostics.com. We have getmydna.com, www.getmydna.com. And you know, there's a lot of good information there. And you know, I mean, really, it's been a humbling experience. I probably the first interview I've ever done where I haven't mentioned our team and our employees. I mean, I still get kind of choked up about it. You know, last year we were doing, I think our first day we did like 16 COVID samples, and then we got up to 27,000 samples in a day. Wow. The most amazing human beings putting in the, you know, others before themselves, not seeing their kids. You know, it just was. You know, people were running away from our building when COVID hit. And then a month later, we were like, no one can come in our building, you know, because we realized we knew what we were doing. So I just, you know, I want to thank our employees and really say, you know, it's the gravity way, you know, being compliant, doing right by the community. And so, you know, we're here to help if it makes sense. We have a sales team in Georgia. So we have people that can, you know, set up things, educate people, doing services and all that if needed, and go from there.
I can vouch as well that the small amount of your team that I've been exposed to, they've all been fantastic. So yeah, I will also give compliments and mention your team as well.
They've done thank you. Thank you.
Great to work with. So my sincere thanks to Tony Remington for joining us today. And thanks to Gravity Diagnostics for supporting MAG as an endorsed sponsor. And as always, I'd like to thank and applaud our tireless and heroic physicians and allied health professionals and staff for everything they do every day. From everybody at MAG, thanks for watching. And we'll catch up with you in the next edition of Top Docs.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks for watching this episode of Top Docs. Please share this program with your colleagues and family and friends. Remember to follow MAG on Facebook and Twitter. And don't forget that you can get past episodes of the show at mag.org/topdocs. From everybody at MAG, we look forward to catching up with you on our next episode of Top Docs.